Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
Welcome back to Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine.
And I'm Danny Murphy, and we're your partners in Wine, Crime, and Time. And we figured for December, because it's like major holiday family time vibes, that this episode could kind of be perfect because it's both silly-ish and also deals with the stress of being with family for maybe too long than you expected.
That's true. And moving.
Oh, Lord. That kind of a combination of all of the most painful things. I mean, not painful. Yeah. I mean, family fun, but moving is hell. Sometimes family can be a lot. It's hard out here.
Truly. And if you've ever, maybe you're staying with friends this holiday season or whatever, and or you're with your family and you're like, I need to get the fuck out of here. You've overstayed your welcome. At least you weren't these people. I feel like, Danny, you got to sing the episode title for us.
Oh, because we were kind of stumbling, so because it's like we have these two main topics and we're like, how do they correlate? And I feel no one sums it up better than JoJo, because
our queen,
who is like, should have been at these trials saying, get out, leave right now. Like, that's kind of, I didn't look exactly at the court transcripts. I'm hoping that gets used, because
that's
this is
so
about
funny.
When people overstaying their welcome turns criminal. Because we have all those people that sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, stay for a night. Then it's a weekend. You're like, that's nothing.
I read so much shit on Reddit where you're like, my boyfriend's horrible sister. We went no contact with her, but she needed to stay for the weekend. And then it's been a month. And you're like, oh, God.
See, this is why I love my studio apartment, because I really can set precedence on, like, people can stay over for one night only. I'm dream girls. It's the dream girls room. One night only.
Yeah.
Because then it's too tight.
It's true. I'm like, you have a couch. And then that's not enticing for people. So you're like, well, sorry. New York City. Am I right?
Exactly. And I'm like, when I wake up, I like get out of my bed and just look at the couch. I'm like, so what time is your train at? Hi. Yeah.
You're like sitting on the floor, like
door open. I'm in the hallway. Yeah.
Or you're just like making the most noise in the kitchen at 6 a.m. Like, oh, sorry. Were you sleeping?
I should cook so I can make that noise. Okay. That's going to be on my to-do list. Okay. Got to learn to use a spatula.
It's like, how can I start grinding my own coffee beans?
I actually do.
Oh, there you go.
So that actually is very loud and annoying. So there we go. Okay.
Amazing.
But I mean, I'm sure this woman, because we're kicking it off in Italia, and they love like fresh beans there, I think.
I think so.
The coffee shop that I go to near my office that's run, it's like an Italian coffee shop. Everybody has a lovely Italian accent. There's just, you walk in, beans are being ground. Everyone's gorgeous. So I feel like
yes,
my channel's
out. They make a mean espresso.
Oh, an Americano.
And a cappuccino. Yes.
Oh, sorry to Italy. This is our White Lotus audition. So this enter, and I feel so bad for this girl. By girl, I mean strong woman.
Because she's
75 years young. 75 years old. She almost has as many candles as Joe Biden's like inflamed cake did. Did you see that, by the way?
I didn't.
It looked like I was like, sir, this is a hazard.
Did they put 81 candles on it?
It looked like it. Looked like it.
That's fucking hilarious.
So this is a 75-year-old Italian woman who lives in Pavia. And she was tired of her son's freeloading lifestyle off of her, which is fair. She's relatable. 75. And yeah. Also, what you're thinking, oh, did she have, like, you know, kids really late in life? Not at all. These kids were of age. And we'll get into that. So what did she do to kind of really kickstart her exhaustion of this? She went court style on them. So she filed a lawsuit to have the pair of, and I quote, parasites evicted from her house. So that is when you know.
Oh, man.
Parasites. And it's funny. I don't know about you, Sarah. When I first was reading about this, they didn't have anyone's ages in the headlines. I was like,
yeah,
okay. I'm picturing like a 25-year-old, like annoying kid type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your Honor, they're 40 and 42.
My God. Okay. I will say though, like, because I feel like I remember this when I was taking Italian in high school 17 billion years ago. But like, I feel like this is a different cultural thing where people do live yes. with their parents. And so I looked it up. And apparently about 69% of Italians aged 18 to 34 do live with their parents. So I'm like, it's not that, you know, out of the norm, but they're definitely pushing.
Yeah,
it's
not that crazy because I know there's even like a term for that, yeah. which is kind of cute. Like, we'll get into it because I know.
Mamonis. Oh, yeah.
Mamonis. Yes. I'm like, okay, mommy. Yeah. And like, these were kids, like this also really makes you realize kids are a full-time job that you can't retire from.
Nope.
And all the parents listening are like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
But it really, because I'm like, oh, wow, you could be 72 retired in Pavia and your 40-year-old son is still chilling.
Yeah, you thought you could clock out when they go to college, psych.
No, yeah, I know. It made me look, I was like, okay, I'm barely ready to have a pet dog, so.
Oh, yeah, same. I can't even take care of a plant.
I have no plants in my apartment, just fake ones, like literally. So, yeah, I don't think either of us will ever be in this situation, but I feel for her. But this is when it also gets weirder, because you know how kids are a full-time job? These people also had full-time jobs, these guys. They just didn't want to pay rent.
How bad is rent in Pavia?
That's what I want to know. I mean, I know their rent is high here, but like, also, if they love living together, just be roomies.
Yeah.
I'm like,
so rude. Oh my God.
So rude.
But then I'm like, why doesn't the mom start charging them rent? Like, easy solution. I'm sorry. I'm asking all the questions.
No, I know what you mean. But it's like, because I mean, if they won't even, because you know why? I'm sure she probably asked, but they're not even helping around the house. Like, they're not even throwing out trash. So they are mama's boys.
Are you serious?
Which I'm like, it would be one thing where I'd be like, okay, lady, if they just like love their mama.
Yeah.
And they want to like, you know, have her arrabbiata sauce and like they'll do the dishes after.
Yeah.
Not maybe what she pictured, but cute. These boys aren't lifting a finger.
Wait, that's horrible. Okay. This is the part in Reddit where Reddit starts to turn like, ESH, because obviously the kids suck, but you suck because you raised them this way.
Wow. That's true. And it's also, well, you know what's also hard? Because like, I need to know, because she's divorced and lives off a pension and doesn't want to share that funds with her kids. So I'm
well,
like.
Well, yeah.
And I'm like,
I'm sure it's not like a ton of money.
So if I was her, I'd be like, go chill with the dad. Go do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, who knows? Because he doesn't come into play. So who knows what he's up to? Anything. But I know it's like, how did we get to hear these 40 and 42-year-old just straight chilling at home?
That is so fucking rude and disrespectful. Oh, my God.
I know. The kids just suck. I'm like, they would also have better legs to stand on if they did have a track record of like, I pay that bill.
Yeah.
I'm doing the dishes. I'm doing laundry. And like Sarah was saying, it isn't like unheard of for a lot of people, like fully grown adults, to live at home with their family. Oh yeah, mamonis, the mama's boys. And I mean, that's kind of like, I mean, if you're just like living the place, like that is a charming element to it. So it's not like people are like,
it's not
oh
like
God.
Here where you're like red flag. Although did I live at a home when I was 25 when I first moved back here? 100%. But like,
even though I know, I feel like, I guess it's hashtag recession, hashtag inflation. It's no longer a red flag because I know a lot of like, I feel whenever I'll randomly get asked to like, when like a senior in college is like, what advice do you have? I'm literally like, stay home, save money.
Oh my God, seriously.
Like,
it's ridiculous how much money you save.
You save so much. And also because then you're not going to like shitty hat. Like, I'm like, you can have a $4 Bud Light in your hometown, I'm assuming. Stay yeah, home. You like, it's please. Like,
or it's $4 because your mom goes to Costco and buys them in bulk. So
now, amen. And your mom got better stories than your coworkers. I'm pretty sure that's probably accurate.
That's true because they involve people you know.
Yeah. I also wonder, like, do you put like on Tinder, like, I'm a Mamoni? Like, you're like, hi, whoa, like, where should we go? Like, I'm curious about any Italians. Oh, what's God, the dating energy like in that regard?
Oh, interesting.
I'm curious. I'm curious.
Yeah,
I'm
that would curious, be funny. I don't know if we do have Italian listeners, but if we do, hit us up.
I would hope so. Like, how to wait, I go to my coffee shop and like this episode's playing. I'm like, ah, Zabetto,
like,
what are you doing here? Oh my God. It's always so bad too because they have like the tiniest little cookies. So whenever I get a coffee, I'm like, I'll have a cookie too. I'm like,
oh yeah, and it's free, right? They just give it to you with the thing. Oh, never mind.
Hashtag inflation. Hashtag recession.
Oh, that's rude, but
I know. It's
cookie,
like a bigger size. It's a bigger cookie than you're picturing.
Oh, okay.
I just
okay,
said it small in my head.
I got you. Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. What you tell yourself. You. You're like, no, this is too small to contain calories. Things I tell myself all the time.
No, it's so weird. They have this Italian water where it's like a chocolate chip cookie, but it's just hydrating. There's no calories or sugar in it. I don't get the science of it. I'm not a Mamoni, but yeah. So Judge Simona Caterbi has no fucks to give. And I wonder if she's dealing with some Mamonis at home as well.
Maybe.
Because she sides with the mom and brings a new phrase into the Not Another True Crime podcast lexicon. Bamboccionis, big babies.
Woo! This would be a good reality TV show.
No, like, where is, like, you know how now there's Judge Ebony with Ebony K. Williams? Where's Judge Simona?
Yeah, I would watch that.
I need that so much. It's like Bamboccionis. Oh, Lord. So great. And you know what's crazy? So she sided with them. And it's amazing, topical because you think your holidays are going to be awkward this year. They have until December 18th to move out.
Ooh.
So going to be a hard candy Christmas, as Dolly Parton would say, in this household.
Oof. Yeah. Christmas is going to be packing. That's no fun. Going to be eating it on boxes.
It's gonna be like so sad. They're like, we're having Rao's canned sauce because we're not with our moms anymore.
Oh my God. Mom is gonna be so happy. Don't let them move back in. Don't let them stay over for Christmas. That's my one piece
of advice. Christmas out.
Yeah.
I know.
You're going to a restaurant. They're probably all closed. They're definitely all closed. Go to a friend's house. I don't care.
Yeah, go somewhere. Find one.
Make the Suns host you.
Oh, to see the new place. And because also, let's be real, lady, you're going to be helping them unpack.
Yeah, that's true.
So there, and also the judge said, there's no provision in the legislation which attributes to the adult child the unconditional right to remain in the home exclusively owned by the parents against their will and by virtue of the family bond alone. So it's kind of like,
obviously,
getting into like, it's just a customary practice, not like something parents
the
are
law. Yeah, of course
legally
not.
Bonded to.
Of course not. These people are fucking 40.
Yeah, like, and 40, like, huh? Also, don't
it's
you
so
want...
It's so embarrassing that this made it before a judge, too. Like, fucking sons didn't, you know, come to their senses when they were served with a lawsuit by their mom.
Right. Also, I thought the thing that just be like a toxic American guy and make your girlfriend become your new mom, as we see happen so much.
Oh my God, yeah. The one life hack women don't want you to know.
The mom's like, enjoy. Yeah. Like, let me guess. He still doesn't know how to use the dishwasher. All yours, babe. So the women's sons have lawyered up and countersued their mom to stop her from evicting them.
That is embarrassing.
It's
Release their names. I'm going to go get a Pacer Italian account. I don't even know.
Oh, truly. It's like you're suing your mom.
Yeah, that is really fucking embarrassing.
Have you no class?
Decorum, literally.
Dignity. And they're saying that Italian parents are obligated by law to maintain or support their child as long as they need it.
Okay, that's not fucking real. Like, come on.
No, it's not real at all.
Be serious. And that would be my legal argument.
That's like, yeah, like, or just like, I would be like, If I was the judge, I'd be like, Your Honor, I exhibit B, a mirror. Take a look in the mirror. Look at your life and yeah. your choices.
Also, like, you're paying for a lawyer. You could pay your mom rent.
That's true.
Or you could pay rent in a new place like that.
Do you know how much they must have saved up?
Exactly.
Living at home for 40 years? Oh. In her decision, the judge acknowledged the existing law, but she argued that it no longer appears justifiable considering the two defendants are subjects over 40.
Boom.
And once a certain age has been exceeded, the child can no longer expect the parents to continue the maintenance obligation beyond limits that are no longer reasonable. You're no longer a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll always be mom bonies, mama's little boy, but you're no longer a child.
I do wonder, like, I love that the judge went so hard because I feel like if it was a male judge, I don't know what the outcome would have been.
Vitro.
The woman was like, no, I've had enough of this shit. That is so embarrassing.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This isn't the first time this has been brought to court in Italy. You guys are suing your parents.
Like, come on.
For letting them, like, to let you freeload. That's ridiculous. Now I sound like a boomer, but, like, oh, my God.
But, like, sometimes a boomerang goes back and forth once. It's like a broken clock is right twice.
Yeah.
Boomerangs, you know, they can circle around to the right point.
Yeah. So the Italian Supreme Court even had to rule at one point that young adults don't automatically have the right to financial support from their parents, even if the adults aren't financially independent, the children. Okay, you guys, why did this have to go to the Supreme Court? That's, like, why did you take it this far?
Like, you're like saying, like, basically to the Supreme Court, like, I want to live out my dreams and my parents fucking suck.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Dude. And he's like, huh?
Come on, man. Oh my God. You're
like,
so
you
right.
Get it, right? They're like, I'm a judge. I went to law school. I don't get it.
No. So back in 2020, a court in Rome ruled against an appeal made by a 35-year-old part-time music teacher, woof, who still expected to be financially supported by his family. And he said his income of 20,000 euros was not adequate. I mean, yeah, you're working part-time.
I mean, that's the thing. Pay teachers more, but you're working part-time. So, like, there's a lot of elements there. And also, if you want to do that, I feel like the rents are high. You know, we're doing things to get by.
I mean, don't sue your parents to make you.
Also, talk about something that is not an investment. Throwing all your your $20,000, 20,000 euros a year to a lawyer.
That's true. So Judge Maria Cristina Giancola, who chaired the panel of the court, said, reducing his adolescent ambitions, the adult child, is bound to find a way to self-support himself. So
She basically said,
she's basically grow up.
Yeah, and she kind of gave me, like, Rent vibes, like the movie where it's like, hey, artist, got a dollar? Like, she's like, hey, so you want to do music? Okay, well, Madonna said music makes the people come together, so do that and charge those people so you can get out of my courthouse and make some money.
So the Supreme Court sentence concluded a 5-year case. Why did it take that long? I'm like, Italians and bureaucracy. Okay, never mind. Answer my own question. So a first ruling from a judge in Tuscany affirmed the right of the plaintiff to get a monthly allowance of 300 euros, about $360, from his parents.
That's insane.
I mean,
but I'm sure they're just like, just leave with that. But I'm like, that's so much.
Yeah. So a child with physical or mental disabilities or impairment does have specific protection in the Italian law system. But Giancola wrote, the financial support of parents, quote, cannot continue indefinitely if that is not the case.
Yeah, like that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. And the judge went on to say basically like, yeah, finding a job is hard, but that's not on your parents.
The economy sucks. Yeah. And
according to a 2019 study from the Italian National Institute of Statistics, some 64.3% of Italy's adults between 18 and 34 still live at home with their parents. We've talked about that. That's real. I feel like that's about to be the case in America soon. But if you can do it, if you have the opportunity, honestly, highly recommend. Gian Ettore Gassanti, head of the Italian Association of Matrimonial Lawyers, welcomed the decision. He said, it's a cultural, pedagogical sentence. It is a warning for everyone in this country. Ooh. Adding that it will encourage young people to walk on their own legs.
He's not a mama's boy.
Yeah. There are hundreds of thousands of similar cases, he said. Jesus Christ. And he also added that one out of three divorce claims in Italy are related to financially supporting the couple's adult children.
That's insane!
You guys, it's child support. Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy? It's people are like... Yeah. Like, why are we fighting so much? Oh, because there's a 40-year-old on our couch. Okay, that makes sense. Let's all just leave. And I feel the divorces are probably like, nose goes, who gets the house? Like, you know how people usually fight for the house?
Yeah.
In Italy, they're like, no, you take it.
Yeah,
take
God. And Gassani said the court has put some limits to avert the ways more endless requests of financial support also by children in their 40s. So they're getting to it. But he said Italian young people must be more courageous, must find the will to take risks. But that's difficult if your mom keeps on bringing you a cup of coffee to bed every morning. Yeah, I wouldn't leave either.
That's a heart.
You know what you need to do? This is the solution. Like, Italian parents, I can't believe I'm saying this, but like, they just need to become more annoying.
That's true.
How I moved out of my house. I was like, I cannot fucking take this anymore. I have a recipe. Watch the news constantly or watch The Closer constantly. I was like, I can't do this. I've seen this episode 600 times. I've been here a week.
That is so real. Or just simply like get a new tech device, because whenever I'm home, my mom's like, my iPad's acting up.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
What do you mean? And she's like, it just won't go on the internet. I'm like, well, how do you think you get to the internet? So things like that is why I am paying so much money to, again, live in a studio apartment.
That's so funny. Yes.
Also, Sarah, before we move on to our second much more topical topic, I just didn't want Italy catching all the strays here, because this is also a thing, like we said, it's becoming a trend in America, but it was also a very high profile thing in America once back in 2018, and I forgot about this.
I remember this though.
But do you remember it? Because he kind of went on like a whole press tour.
Yeah, like I remember this now that you bring it up, I guess is what I'm saying.
Celine Dion, it's all coming back to me. Michael Rotondo, sorry, we're not in Italy anymore, Michael Rotondo, who was like 30, annoyed his parents so hard they sued to evict him. That's also like, wow.
You got to rethink your life, rethink your choices.
Truly.
I forgot which housewife said that, but you know.
The housewife in this house, Christina Rotondo.
Totally.
Because Christina and Mark were forced to the extreme parenting measure after giving their, this is also where it's kind of insane. They gave their son money to move, basically saying, please get out right now. Like, please have a life. Drag. And so much so that they finally started sending written legal notices demanding he grow up and move out.
Oh my God. They gave him relocation money? Like,
yes.
Michael, what is with you?
Michael, I don't get, I'm like, that's a dream.
Yeah. Some jobs don't even give you money to relocate.
No, like, truly. Some of the letters read, Michael, after a discussion with your mother, we've decided that you must leave this house immediately.
Woof.
You have 14 days to vacate. Oh! We will take whatever actions are necessary to enforce this decision.
My God.
They later went on to offer him $1,100 to find a place to stay and give him parental advice, including organize the thing you need for work and to manage the apartment and sell the other things you have that have any significant value.
Well, what? I feel like you shouldn't have to sell your belongings in order to like find an apartment. Like,
I guess they kind of were like,
a job?
We'll get into that.
Okay.
Because I think that is their kind of like, we're giving you some money, but I think also in their like parenting attempt to adult him, like you're going to have to sell some things you don't really use to make money also to have the situation go on.
Okay. But I'm like, if you have a job and you've been living with your parents, you should have money saved up. So
his job is, yes. I'm dying because the litter continues telling him to make these money moves. They drag this boy for filth. They even implored him to start making money. There are jobs available even for those with a poor work history like you.
What?
Get one. You have to work.
Get one. Oh, man. Okay. Work.
Oh, my God. Left on the side of the road. Oof. Well, this is what the son had to say. It's really unfair to me and really outrageous. Mm. Because he is a self-described businessman.
Oh, no. I know that type. That was like all the guys on Raya who were like CEO of self.
Oh, when they're founders? I'm like, did you find yourself? Did you go to a yoga class? What are we finding here?
Oh, my God.
Did you find a penny on the ground? Because, huh?
Yeah.
He also has a child of his own, but he lost custody.
Oh, so, no.
There's a lot going on. I know. This is like a, whoa. A lot going on in the Rotondo household.
And you don't have to wonder why. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. He also said, I really don't want to stay here.
What?
He said while he was on a bus after his life-altering court loss, because, spoiler alert, he lost. He's been trying to leave for a long time, even though they kind of have not.
Give me a break. That's like when you dump a guy who acts like insane and he's like, well, fuck you, bitch. I never liked you anyway.
Oh!
You're like, sir, you showed up at my house.
Like, yeah. I'm like, you texted me 75 times.
Yes, exactly. Like, you left me a million voicemails.
Oh, that's so real.
Yeah.
He also goes on to say, they stopped feeding me. They cut off the family phone plan.
Not the phone plan.
It's hard to cry about that when you're 30, sir. Yeah. And then someone was like, do you think this is kind of just like, you know, tough love? He responded, I don't think trying to destroy somebody is tough love.
How do some people exist in the world with like no fortitude?
And they exist all around us.
That's true.
Like, it is insanity.
Yeah, this reminds me of that affluenza kid kind of.
Oh, yes!
Because I'm like, you really think cutting off your phone plan is trying to destroy you?
Destroy? Also, destroy?
I know, that's so dramatic. Props, though. I like a drama queen, but...
That's what I was going to say. I mean, honestly, get this man a final draft so he could write a screenplay, because I feel he has something here.
Yeah, he could be, instead of a businessman, he could just be an actor.
Yeah. They're also, I love that, like, they were doing all this tough love and, like, communicating via letter. So I'm like, did they just slip this under his door? Because, like, he still lived here during this
they
time.
They mailed it back to themselves.
Yeah.
They did that trick I tried in camp when I was like, I don't want to use a stamp. So I did the return address and the mailing address is the same. It'll get there, but it takes a very long time.
Wait. Okay, that is very tricky.
Post office hates this hack. Actually, don't do that because, like, the post office is so underfunded. Buy stamps.
That's true. Buy stamps. Buy all the stamps. And there's cute stamps, too.
Yeah. And don't commit mail fraud either. I don't know.
I guess that's the bigger thing. If you're not, if you don't give a shit about committing mail fraud, at least buy the stamps because they're cute.
Yeah.
But also to the family's credit, they were going to fix his Volkswagen Passat to get him out of the house. So, but he's like, no, I don't need any of that. I have money. I have income. I have plans to not stay with them anymore. Just not today. Just not in 30 days. Just not in 3 months. So, like, he was just a business. He called, like, just the businessman with no business.
Oh, yeah. I was going to totally move out eventually.
Yeah, just
my
not this
idea
year.
For sure.
Yeah, just like, I was going to get to that, you know, down the line. He also was saying that this was kind of retaliation for not allowing the parents to see his child before he also lost custody. I don't really think they could take out a court's decision. A lot of deeper issues, and there's not a lot of updates since after this because I kept on trying to find that. He said he would comply with the order so long as he had more than 30 days. But also the LOL of this boy, in 2017, so this was a year before this happened, Michael sued Best Buy for over $330,000 for firing him 2 years earlier for not working Saturdays.
How is that not thrown out?
I don't know.
Immediately.
He's like, I'm not working Saturdays. I'm like, okay, well, that's your shift, so you're fired. And he's like, not on my watch.
Yeah, he'll be hearing from my attorney.
Yes. Oh, and I cry. He said that he was like, they're harassing me, honestly. And people are like, what are they torturing you with?
The boss is like, where are you?
Yeah. Oh, no, this was about the parents. But it's even better. So he's like, they're harassing me. And everyone's like, what are they harassing you with? He was like, a torture of the strongest weapon. Small talk.
That's so real.
Which, that is actually the true tactic, parents.
That's so real. Oh my God. They probably were asking him to like help sign into Netflix.
No, truly. So also that is just a little tidbit. If anyone tries to small talk you this holiday season, just say, that's harassment. And head right on over to the punch or the mashed potatoes or whatever your family holiday.
That's amazing.
Sarah flagged this story too, which is so crazy. And it shows that sometimes it's not just the kids and the parents who act a fool with all this.
It's not. Enter the Tenant from Hell, which, big title, I feel like. Who is this it girl? Elizabeth Hershorn.
Hershorn.
Our girl Liz just, like, honestly, great, great grift. She just, like, refused to leave a multi-million-dollar rental she was staying in Brentwood.
The vibes were too good.
Of course, you never want your vacation to end. This battle lasted a full year, which you'd think was expensive, but here's her hack. The one hack landlords don't want you to know. She just was not paying rent at all.
She's like, oh, my mansion? No, it's I got a good deal on it.
So Dr. Sasha Jovanovic, the homeowner, had to enter a legal battle with her, and the dentist rented out what's an ADU or an accessory dwelling unit on Airbnb to her until April 2022, and which was the last time she paid.
Oof.
So the Times reports that when Elizabeth Hershorn's Airbnb stay ended in April 2022, she simply didn't move out. She's been living there rent-free ever since. And she refused to budge unless Jovanovic paid her a relocation fee of $100,000.
I'm sorry, baller move.
I'm obsessed. Like, I feel like this is what Michael should have said. He should have said, like, I'll move out. I just need $100,000.
You know, if he was a businessman, he would have known how to go back and forth and raise that ante. And this is also a really interesting case because is she being a little too on here? Yes. Do a lot of people hate Airbnbs? Yes. And also, because I'm like, you need to Airbnb out your multi-million dollar house you bought in the 90s?
Huh? Yeah.
But go on, because also there's loopholes.
Right. I mean, people hate people who are scamming, but people also hate Airbnb hosts. So Hershorn's attorney told the Times that she was not required to pay rent because the city had never approved the unit for occupancy and its shower was constructed without a permit.
Whoa!
Interesting. So this is where it gets tricky. So because of several code violations, the city determined that he couldn't evict her. And she also apparently won't even let him bring the apartment up to code because she won't, like, let him inside.
But that's what I don't get. Does she never leave?
Oh, yeah. She's committed to the bit.
She's like, I guess no it's just like DoorDash.
Yeah. Who she's knows? Like, it's early. It's March 2020 for me, as far as I'm concerned.
That's truly. Which we'll get back to how she was spending her March 2020.
So because she stayed in the unit for 6 months, Hershorn qualified for LA's recently adopted Just Cause Ordinance, which requires a landlord to have a legal reason to evict her. And if there's no legal reason, the landlord is required to pay for relocation assistance for the tenant.
This is how you know. Girl's a Harvard grad.
Yeah. She scoped the place out, I feel like.
Yes. I was like, she knew this up and down.
Yeah. She was touring it and she was like, oh, is that a bedroom without windows? Okay, perfect.
She's like looking up like, oh, let me just look at the Zillow listing. Oh, it doesn't say a two-unit home, just a, that's a pool house. Huh.
Yep.
Okay.
Perfect. So Pedro Gonzalez, the city investigator, also concluded the unit is subject to LA's rent stabilization ordinance. Amazing. Giving Hershorn much stronger tenant protections.
This is truly kind of like Robin Hood-esque. I don't like it's like it's kind of insane.
He fucked with the wrong tenant.
You got the wrong girl, as Melissa Gorga once said.
It's true. I'm always afraid of this. Like, I mean, now I don't live with random roommates now, but when I was, because there are all those stories of those roommates from hell who like exploit tenancy laws and,
yes.
and take over the apartment in like a hostile takeover.
It's so, I know it's very, because it's like both like genius and terrifying. Cause it's like, yeah. How do you know? Like they're equipped with both their giving you fear, but also they have so much knowledge about random laws that you don't know exist or like you're not brushed up on.
Yes. So the poor Airbnb host had to cancel his upcoming guests.
Which I love. Could you imagine just like,
Your Honor.
Hi. Or someone knocks on the door, like me and you, we're staying in this Airbnb. The girl's like, hey, or we have the best time with Elizabeth. We're like, wait, this girl is so fun. 10-star rating. She just starts Airbnb-ing that out.
Oh my God, we would. So Jovanovic, who bought his palatial $3.8 million mansion in 1997. Whoa, seriously? Oh my God.
That's what's insane.
He's repeatedly tried to boot Elizabeth out, even offering her alternative accommodations in a hotel and $2,000 to relocate. And she was like, no, I want $100,000.
Which, hey, she saw the $3.8 million mansion sold in 97. I'm sure she's like, yeah, 2,000. cute first offer.
Cute.
And if you're thinking, wow, she really just like jumped in this and really knew exactly what she was doing, it wasn't her first rodeo.
Oof.
Because, I mean, sprinkle that grain of sea salt on top of this avocado toast of an episode, because this next tip, it comes from the Daily Mail. So grain of salt.
Oh, okay. I was like, we're eating now?
I am hungry. So the Daily Mail found out that Elizabeth was kicked out of a $2.6 million rental in Oakland, California. So that's north, less than 2 months before moving into the Brentwood guest house. And like, I like too that she was like, okay, did the 2.6, let me go up a mil.
Oh yeah.
Also, can I hat tip? She's 55. She said, this is my decade.
She's the businessman and this is her business. Yeah,
she really is. Just she's
exploiting tenancy laws.
Yeah. She's like, no, I know what I'm doing. I know. I kept on trying to figure out what she majored in at Harvard. Shockingly, she's not on LinkedIn.
Damn.
Or at least I couldn't find her.
Let's call up Harvard. Didn't they invent Facebook?
What? Like it's hard?
The Facebook? Yeah. Let's go on the Facebook
and
find it.
The Facebook. Yeah. So this first incident happened in 2020, and she used COVID as a reason why she couldn't move before settling in July 2021. So a little more background of hers, like she used to live in Pasadena, then in Tucson with her parents. She like just kind of was like living her like chill Harvard-y life. But the court filings reveal for this older one, that the Brentwood tenant-landlord dispute is really similar. They have so many similarities that she was in a dispute over cleaning. She said that the man that she sublet from like were like hostile towards her and not cleaning properly and like kind of that whole situation. And she brought up tenancy agreements again. The baby girl also hustles because while all this is going on, and I know you guys are about to be like, this is like kind of confusing. Her life is not A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Because just to give you more, if you think like, why does she just fuck up Airbnbs? She's also fucking up Amex.
What?
She's dealing with a $19,000 unpaid bill at this time.
Oof.
And this is where...
That's like, wow, her and Anna Delvey.
And also, Sarah, I know we'd be stuck with this bill, so we have to pick a cheap place. Her and George Santos for brunch.
Oh my God, we're going to drag brunch.
The and he's performing. We'd hear, oh my God, bottomless drag brunch. So it's just like 45 a person.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Amazing. I would go to drag brunch with George Santos.
Oh my God. And compare Sephora hauls. Yeah. I can't wait for his pivot to makeup influencer.
Literally. Oh my God.
Wait, when more dust settles, we should have Amanda on to talk to us about that because I really need full updates on George Santos.
Oh God, agree.
So this case was obviously initially filed in Oakland before moving to LA because, I mean, she's having all these different cases. And on all of them, because this was, the Amex bill was following her down. She claimed the credit card company had not reimbursed her for a series of false charges made by a relocation company, and therefore she was not liable. Cut to those false charges were made by her.
I was like, yeah, so you mean to tell me that you're being kicked out and you need to relocate, and someone just so happened to use your credit card for false relocation charges. Like, that does not add up.
No. In the end, that case was settled, and she's forced to admit that she was on the hook for the entire bill of $19,000 plus costs and ordered to repay in installments of like $540 a month, which is easy for her because she's not paying rent right now.
Where are you doing? Like, where are you going and what are you doing that you need $19,000 to relocate?
I'm sure she got like, a first class ticket.
Two guys in a truck. Like, it's not.
I guess from Oakland to California, she probably got a first class ticket. Moving truck.
I moved from Atlanta to New York for like $1,200.
You're not Elizabeth.
Yeah, like, I'm just like, what are you?
No, I know. Oh my God, I feel like.
Did you move in a party bus? Like, what's going on? Your moving truck is a limo?
I forget what it's called. GoShare or something like that. But it's like basically Uber for moving trucks.
Oh, wow.
And that's how I moved apartments. And it was the cheapest thing ever. To the point where like I closed everything and I was like, is this legitimate? And
Are they going to steal my stuff? Oh my God.
I did have a moment where I was like, huh, but it worked out.
So, I may never see my stuff again.
Yeah, what? Yeah. There was a moment of, but there was such a moment of peace where I was like, you know what? Surrender.
Danny's rebrand into minimalist.
I mean, that is a studio apartment rebrand, yes. the Daily Mail also, so like that was just the, in between this cookie sandwich of the two Airbnb shits, So the complaint for the Oakland situation, it was filed in August 2020. So she was subletting a room in the property. So that's even closer, but became in a dispute over cleanings. The papers say that the tenant or the owner is informed and believes defendant made unreasonable requests to replace all her personal items that were allegedly damaged by an unknown substance that was released into the air.
COVID? No, just kidding.
But that's what I mean. I guess during that time, I don't know what else. Like, I don't.
I mean,
but I guess that wouldn't be an unknown substance. It's really giving me the he's not real.
Yes, I was going to say this is not someone who's doing well.
Exactly. And also what I am obsessed with that she's like, they didn't clean to my liking while overstaying her welcome.
I was like, yeah, welcome to having roommates like that shit. Oh. There's always the one roommate who is cleaner than the other people, and it's a nightmare. And you can never get someone to clean to your standards because they just do not care.
Nope. It's always the barometer is like, how long would you leave dishes in the sink?
Yes. Oh, my God. It's like such a game of chicken. Imagine if you could like take those people to court.
Oh, small claim. Yes.
You can't, but imagine.
There should be a something.
The courts would never get anything done.
I feel there were like 5 Quibi shows back in the day that were like for that, but now there's no one.
Judge Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, Chrissy's
she
court.
Could, yeah, she could, you know, adjourn on that case.
And I feel like she'd be like, well, if you use my Cravings pan, it cleans so easily.
Which oh my
I
God, wouldn't, yes.
Right? I mean, her stuff is cute. I don't cook, so I don't get any of it, but... regardless, the legal documents go to allege that the tenant, or no, the owner now, Lewin, had to move out of the home due to Elizabeth's hostile behavior, that she continued to live there after he left, despite having no tenancy agreement with the brothers and not paying rent.
Yikes.
In her cross complaint, which was filed October 2020, giving, and in this cross complaint, she used the property she was squatting in as her main address. And this is also kind of cheer points higher. She's like, there's a harmful substance in this home and I don't trust them.
Interesting. Yeah.
The petty nonsense. There was no update for that. They settled, but they didn't say what the settling was. I'm assuming not in her favor. But Sarah, we got now some updates on the closing time for...
Yes, the Airbnb from hell. So after nearly 600 days, she finally took her final bow and left in early November of this year, so just a few weeks ago, with a police escort. That is an exit, let me tell you.
Oh, truly a mic drop.
Yes. Yeah, so the landlord told News Nation, it was quite a crazy moment because we were in the house filming with a news channel, and then these 3 men started walking to the guest house, and I had no idea who was walking into it. I approached them. They didn't want to speak to me. Then I called the police as a home invasion because there are 3 men entering our property. Those 3 guys were the movers.
I feel in that moment, he's like, holiday.
Oh my God.
Celebrate.
Seriously.
Like, I hope he is having a blender daiquiri as a dentist right now.
Yes. So both parties have filed lawsuits against each other, but Jovanovic's attorney, Sebastian Rucci, filed a notice of voluntary dismissal of prejudice in LA County Superior Court regarding the eviction case. So the judge granted the request to dismiss the eviction case, and the lawsuit regarding damages against Hirshhorn is ongoing. So it's unclear if she's moved out permanently or plans to return, but I think this is what I know from reading Reddit. I feel like once you're out, you kind of lose a lot of your legal grounds. So who knows? But
okay. Well, you know what? You know she's in that moving truck playing Jay-Z on to the next one.
Oh my God, literally. And so the landlord has since changed the locks on the property. You know that he's going to require like a full background check before he rents his Airbnb to anybody else.
I hope he just has done Airbnb-ing.
I mean, I feel like that's the true lesson here.
Yeah.
He said that there was a ton of flies and it was dirty and smelly in the apartment. Yikes.
And this is the part that I got really annoyed at, and I sent Sarah the screenshot where he said, everything was so dirty, I either has to throw it out or give it to charity.
Oh.
Sir,
no.
Let her back in the house.
Wait, why? To clean?
No, because he's annoying me.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because I'm like, it's so gross, you have to give it to charity.
Yeah,
the
that's
fuck?
Not right. That's
no.
Not.
Like, that's, and I was like, that's what made me realize, I was like, okay, everybody's a loser in this case. I hope you never
big ESH if we were, if we were doing Am I the Asshole. Woo. Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, that's that. I feel like you may have overstayed your welcome at your family, but you probably aren't being sued by them, so.
But you know what? If anyone is planning on dropping papers this holiday season, I hope everything's okay, but let us know, because I'm curious. If it's petty. That actually could be funny. I mean, it wouldn't be funny because I feel it wouldn't end well. But if you're like, I'm suing you for time wasted.
Mariah Carey did that, allegedly.
Yes!
Right? With her ex-husband. I'm like, yes! Hell yeah.
Oh, the Queen of Christmas. Oh my gosh, yes. Iconic. Yeah. But yes, we hope this kind of kicks off, you know, the holiday seasons of chaos that we are all getting into. But if you guys have any reactions, thoughts, or stories that this kind of inspired you to tell us about, let us know in the Facebook group, Not Another True Crime group.
Or you can follow us on Instagram at Not Another True Crime. I'm there too. My username is Sarah Lameme.
And I'm there as well at Cashmere Danny, Cashmere with a K.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week.
Not Another True Crime podcast is produced by Jorge Morales Pico, Sean Kilby, and Rebecca Sosmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Sarah Lameme. Be sure to follow at Not Another True Crime on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send all of your emails to natc@betches.com.
Betches.